You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, powered by Interstate Batteries. From your truck to your trail camera, Interstate Batteries has you covered. Visit your local Interstate Battery store today or online at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Welcome to the For Love of the Land Podcast. We're your hosts, Adam Keith
and Matt Dye. Each week, we're interviewing guests from across America. They all have one thing in common. They all are tied to the land. So if you're like us and you love all things land, welcome home.
Welcome to the For Love of the Land Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Dye, and I don't think I could be more excited than I am tonight. It is April 14th. Tomorrow is April 15th. And the opening day of Missouri's turkey season for 2019. And this is like Christmas Eve for us at Land and Legacy because we look forward to spring turkey season so much. And I think if you put us in a corner or held a gun to our head and they said, deer hunting or turkey hunting, which do you prefer? I think it would be turkey season. That'd be a pretty quick answer, honestly. That's how much we love turkey season for many, many reasons. And that's what we're going to cover today. And I've got Chad Keith on the line, Adam's brother. And Chad, you're living the dream right now. You're living a high. You're on cloud nine. You're in the cabin at Lebanon. It's a cool night. You've got birds roosted.
I put birds to roost. I hunted all last week in Oklahoma.
Man, does it get any better than this right here, right now?
No, there's no better. That's what I'm thinking when you're talking about put somebody in a corner or hold a gun to your head. You really wouldn't even have to do that with me.
No.
It'd be like, hey, will you give up deer hunting to just turkey hunt all the time? Yeah, sure. Have at it. Yep. I don't need a deer hunt. Man. I'll just turkey hunt.
And I know there's a lot of people out there who are like, you're crazy. I mean, I don't get me wrong, I love deer. Have a huge appreciation for deer and just them as a critter and just their intricacies and their everything, their behavior. It's incredible. But there's something about a wild turkey that just rattles me from inside to out every single time I chase them. And I know it's bad. And I guess I know that I have that much more excitement for turkeys because I can't drive down the road this time of the year without annoying my wife. There's turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
There's turkeys.
And you pull off the side of the road looking at them.
Yeah.
I mean, it never fails.
And she's like, can't even hunt there. I'm like, I don't care. I just want to see them. Like, I just want to see them doing what they do.
I don't know if I told you. When I went with Carter and Andy in Arkansas.
Yep. Which was, this is like last Saturday.
Last Saturday, Sunday of youth season.
Yep.
And we were driving down the road on Friday after we went fishing beforehand and driving down the road. And I'm like, two long deer standing over there in the timber. And we turned around and rolled the window down and I called to him and I gobbled.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I mean, it's a never ending thing.
I don't even roll the window down.
The road, you pull around.
I'll just sit there and call in the car and it annoys my wife so much. She goes, stop. You're so stupid. You're just calling at turkeys. I can't even hear you. You can't even hunt there. I don't know what it is about them, but and I think it's that ability just to talk to an animal. And I know it sounds super cliche, but you're seriously interacting with them and you're fooling them and they're coming in and putting on a show. And it's just the atmosphere of spring, everything bottled up in one.
Well, and see, that's one that I ask people that tell me the opposite. They're like, I don't like turkey hunting. I'm a deer hunter. I like to deer hunt. And my first question is, what kind of hunts have you been on? It's like, do you deer hunt them? Mm-hmm. Like just sit and wait? Or have you been on a hunt where you're actually calling and interacting with the turkeys where they're gobbling like crazy?
Yes.
And you're actually fooling them. Because that's where it's at. And the other side of it is, to me, It's springtime. Springtime's my favorite time. And it's, well, like when I was trying to roost those birds tonight, I was hearing quail whistling.
Oh, I love it.
Which we've talked about this place up here. Yep. There's a lot of quail around.
There's a lot of birds. Yeah. You'll see pairs in the spring up here quite a bit walking around.
And that's I sat there and it was like, man, listen to this. And it was like I was around a wild plum. I could smell it.
Mm-hmm.
That real sweet. That's my favorite bloom.
It truthfully is the sights.
They smell so sweet.
Your senses are just heightened because there's so much activity occurring in nature right now. Things are blooming. The sun is shining. The pollinators are buzzing. The turkeys are gobbling. The quail are whistling.
Dad,
you're all surrounded by it.
Dad called me today.
Yeah.
Before I went out to roost, and was like, saw a turkey this afternoon strutting. He's
really?
Like, I could have killed it. I moved in closer to him and stood behind a tree. He's like,
he
got really close to me. And then he's like, and I found about 70 mushrooms.
I saw on Facebook all those morels.
Yeah.
He found
a whole pile of morels.
Where did you see the bird?
Somewhere on the farm, I think.
Okay.
Or it may have been on the neighbor. I'm not sure.
Man, good.
It may have been on Scott's. I'm not sure.
Okay. Sweet. Either way, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, this is what gets me excited. Conversations just like this, it's just a pump up. Like, there's so much relationship that I guess we talked about last week on the podcast with Trace and Seth Harker when Trace killed that turkey there in the timber, and just what it meant for them, for me to sit back and watch a father and a son get out there and enjoy the spring morning, harvest a bird, then come back and talk about it, reminisce, and then Chad, what we're doing right now and so many other hunters are doing across the country, just taking buddies and taking new people out to the outdoors. And that's what I love about the turkey hunts too, is because you don't have to be so complicated with hunting turkeys. You know, when it comes to what you need, you can throw calls in a pocket, put on a vest, it's a shotgun, shotgun shells, and maybe a decoy, and you're good. Like, it's not the over-commercialized, marketing of deer, that you really feel like you have to have this competitive edge to kill a trophy. Man, you go kill a loudmouth, two-year-old, screaming turkey, that's a long beard, man. That's awesome. It doesn't have to be some three-year-old turkey. Like, a long beard's a long beard. Go out there, have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just
if it's got a full fan.
Full fan it.
If it's got a full fan,
man.
It's good to go.
Yeah. Absolutely, man.
It's just the excitement of the whole deal. And it's when you could really go buy just a cheap old shotgun.
Yeah.
Some long beards.
Yep.
And a mouth call and some camo at Walmart and go out and kill turkeys all day long.
100%. I mean, honestly, $80, you're in the ball game and you're effective outside of the shotgun. You're effective and borrow one somehow. Just get out and enjoy it and be a part of a spring morning. And
you think about the spring morning, last year's weather was miserable.
It was a very tough spring. Yeah.
It was spitting snow, windy. And then you look at what weather we're supposed to have. I mean, it was nasty here this morning. I mean,
it snowed this morning. Yeah. I woke up ready for church. I was like, why is there snow on the ground?
And then all of a sudden, this evening was unbelievable weather.
Oh, yeah.
It was like mid-50s. The wind died down.
Sun came out.
The birds I roosted ripped it up this evening. I could have stood there. I don't know how many gobbles I heard, but I could have stood there till dark and made a gobble nonstop. I mean, I doubt it. It was one of those just chain gobbling where it was the whole area where they were all gobbling at each other.
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. But it's all that combined and put into one that I absolutely love the turkey season. And this will be our, beyond the youth hunt, this will be Adam and I, our first turkey hunt this spring. We've gone places in the past, but truthfully, I love kicking off mid-April in Missouri. This kind of, if you will, latitude across the country where I've typically always started turkey hunting. There's something about the red buds, the dogwoods, the grass is green, and it's just like...
It's that
it's
everything...
It's iconic, almost.
part of, I mean, you hear people talk about the reasons they like spring, and yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, there's turkey hunting, there's all this different activities you can do. But to me, part of the other side of it is, it's everything springing back to life.
It totally is.
I mean, everything is coming back to life. All the trees are starting to leaf out. But all these trees are blooming. The flowers are blooming. The mushrooms are popping. It's like the turkeys are breeding. The fish are spawning. I mean, everything is springing to life.
Yes, it is. And it's, there's something to be said about that. And there's a lot of lessons, I think, to learn in the spring, too, about just the kind of the, I don't want to get like nerded out here, but like the biology of plants and the way they react and, you know, the progression of, you know, how quickly some things get to a bloom or somehow some, I saw a grass in my yard the other day. I wasn't able to identify it, but looked and was like, that's already got a seed head on it. I was like, holy cow, like what is that? But like, you know, looking at all the stages of the plant progression, I think that's so cool. But if you take the time, especially during the spring, to watch that and look at that, one of the first things you're going to see actually leaf out in the bottoms is going to be a buckeye. Like you see those things pop early, then you have the red buds. Then now the dogwoods are getting ready to come. It's so cool to just see these things change, and they're changing daily too.
Well, it's the same progression every year too.
Every single year.
It never changes.
It's
like the service berries. Yep. They're the first white ones that bloom, which now you've got also the dreadful Bradford pears scattered around too, but it's always the service berries.
Yep.
And then plums, and then your red buds and dogwoods.
Cherries.
It's just that. Yep. There's always one of those that's blooming.
Oh, man, it's unreal. I love it. And the same goes, too, though, for that same progression in a morning. You know, the first thing you typically hear as you're walking in, it's dark, and you know the spot, you know, I'm going to go and listen here. And as you're walking in, you're just surrounded by just the songbirds, you know. And
it's the whippoorwills and Chuck Will's widow.
And then you get the crows eventually as more light comes in, and then hopefully the gobblers start to gobble. And it's just that, like, it's so predictable, and it's so consistent, so constant, it's so reliable that it's like, oh, I just can't help but, like, think, like, just the design of all this is incredible.
It's reliable, but then again, it never fails. When you sit out there in the woods, you have that question in the back of your mind where you're sitting there and it's no turkeys gobbling yet, and you're listening and you're like, are they gonna gobble this morning? I'm not gonna hear anything this morning.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's too early, it's still too early, it's I'm just hearing owls. It's like, okay, there's a crow, they should have been gobbling by now.
Yeah, when's that gobble?
What's the deal?
And then when that one does, it's just like, boom, game on. Then it's like, How am I gonna get to, where do I need to set up? Do I need to get this close? I don't have enough leaf cover to get that close yet. Like, all these things just start coming into your mind, and that's the game right there. When you hear that first gobble, it's ultimate, like, just mind switch to strategy of, I need to get that bird into range. I need to, you know, get my setup just right and figure it out. And I think, honestly, I'm excited to go tomorrow, and I'm hunting with Seth Harker, and we're just going to go in. We don't have birds roosted, but he's got birds all over the place. We're just going to walk in and go past. Honestly, we're passing quite a few birds to kind of get in the middle of the property, and we're just going to hunt our way out, basically. And where birds start to fire up, we're just going to go and just kind of play it by ear, and we're going to see what the heck happens. But we're pumped for it. But I'm filming, like, and then the next day I might have a chance to hunt, but then the next day the Stratton guys are coming in, and
yeah.
I just love going and experiencing what we're talking about with other people who haven't done it. Like, that, I'm just like on fire about it. It's so fun. Keith last year at Stratton, he killed a bird. Heath hasn't turkey hunted once yet. Never turkey hunted. He's duck hunted, and all they do is quack. They don't even gobble. And I'm like, man, you, how in the world have you not turkey hunted yet? And he's going to be hopefully here and to be able to enjoy the ride of his life from a turkey hunting standpoint. And incredible. Hopefully the birds are going to cooperate, but
I was with you guys the day that they killed. You guys said they weren't that just exciting of hunts, and they were pumped, thought it was amazing. It's like you guys were like, just wait till you have one where they're really gobbling and coming in.
Yeah, Keith and Taylor last year, they both killed birds the second day, and neither of the birds gobbled when they came in, like, to the gun. They both strutted in and came in and closed the distance. They could see him moving across the field and committed to decoys, but neither of them gobbled. And it's like, when that bird closes at, like, 40-yard distance within, when he's in your bubble and he gobbles and he rattles your chest, that is, like, the ultimate. It doesn't get much better than that. That's, like, the peak right there.
It's like I'm excited for the morning and the fact that, I mean, you guys haven't gotten to hunt yet. I hunted in Oklahoma last week and killed two birds. Yep. But I was hunting public ground and was never really in the game on the roost.
Right.
Like both birds I killed midday and never was like set up on turkeys to like right on the roost. And it's one that I love that to get in tight on a bird and almost be set up before they've even really started gobbling.
Yes.
And to be able to just sit and listen to the woods wake up. Just listen to it wake up and the birds start gobbling and be sitting there like, well, this is awesome. This is just amazing. Watch the sun come up and watch the birds all fly down.
You and I had breakfast yesterday morning, right?
Yes.
And we were just chatting, and I don't want this to come across as like a dig at all in the strategy of turkey hunting, but this is strictly a preference because with the strategy you're going to mention, you miss out on what it is we're talking about, or to the fullest extent you are. Again, this is no dig at all, but being in a blind and turkey hunting, let's say you're bow hunting and you're setting up over a field and you're just kind of waiting it out, hoping birds come in and, you know, you're kind of closed off and you're peeking around the corner, this and that. I don't get the thrill of chasing birds in that manner as I do with my back against a tree.
No.
Sneaking in, getting tight to the roost, and really calling those birds. Those decoys are definitely super important from a bow hunting turkey standpoint to draw them in across the field. But there's something about that. I want to sit still. I want to really hide in the wide open and be communicating with that turkey and bring him in that way through. I guess this is a. Not that there's not woodsmanship skills involved in bow hunting turkeys, but I want to do it in a different fashion because I get the entire experience of having the woods wake up, being truthfully a part of it. I remember one day, this was a long time ago when I was growing up, I was sitting there back against a tree, kind of had my knees propped up and my gun laid across my knee, and I had a bird come in light on the end of my barrel. Like I was just sitting still. And it's like a little Tweety bird just went and lit right there. Like what in like you don't experience that or don't have that opportunity anywhere else or you know, in any other type of hunting necessarily like you do there in the spring.
It was 2 years ago and you were there with one of the hunts. And we didn't I killed with the Richards in Kansas. Uh-huh. I had it happen. In the same year I had it happen twice. I had it happen with the Richards in Kansas.
Yep.
And we doubled that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other time, it was me, you, and Adam. Maybe, I think Shermer was with us too.
Yeah, I think Zach.
Up here on the big field.
Yep.
We didn't kill that day. And we showed some of the footage, but I had a turkey almost touch me with its wing as it flew down.
Yeah.
Twice. The first time, it was one of those where I was like, oh my gosh, I could see it coming the first time. And it like almost hit me. And it was one of those you just tense up because I'm like, it's going to land on me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wings almost hit my shoulder. And then the other one came from behind and almost hit me. I'm like, bye.
It's
just like that kind of stuff.
It's crazy
trying
when you
to
hear
make
those.
Yourself hidden
yes.
in the wide open.
Yeah. I love it. And it's just, it's like, what's the recipe? It's like, just sit still.
Yeah.
That's
you
what
just
it
have to
be
sit still.
Still.
Or, and it's one of those, like I was telling Carter, I was trying to prepare him for it. I was trying to tell him what you have to do. And it's like, you have to move slow. Like turkeys will pick off movement really easy. But the key is to move slow. Even your head, even your face, you can't dart your head around. You just have to move slow. And it's one of those, if you've never experienced it, you don't really understand it.
If you're not in like the presence of turkeys, it's hard to grasp what you can and can't get away with. It's much different from deer.
It's honestly a difference maker in killing a lot of turkeys.
Oh, no doubt.
There's a lot of birds that get away by people that don't have those last second details figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's been some, there's, well, and it's when Dad hunts a different way than us.
Right.
Dad has a way, he's done it for years and years. And it's one of those, no matter how we say, hey, try this, he's going to do it his way.
Yeah.
But
and it's worked
some,
for him, but still.
He's killed a lot of turkeys, but it's caused some uproars us. Where we're like, Dad, you should have had your gun ready. He's like, no, I was sitting there like this. This is what I do. And it's like,
which is basically
turkey.
Keep that gun across his lap parallel.
Which is his
and
gun's
then
a
last
blued,
minute.
It's a blued barrel,
yeah.
Wood stock.
Right.
So he keeps it flat and he raises the gun at the last second. He waits until it either comes in and gets behind a tree or it struts away from him before he gets his gun up.
Yeah.
So.
I not for me.
No.
That's too many variables that could go wrong.
There's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's and when you already have times where it happens to you, it just seems to happen that way.
Right. Yeah. No, not for me. Well, I am absolutely pumped for tomorrow and what the next 3 weeks are going to bring. I'm going to head – well, this week we've got – you're in tomorrow, hunting with Seth tomorrow. Hopefully we'll have a couple birds to show from those efforts. Then the Stratton guys are going to be coming up. We'll have a couple days. We're still in Missouri. Then I'll head to Virginia and Pennsylvania for some work the second week and then back for the third week. But I'm just ready for it, man. I'm ready for those early mornings. And this is the time of the year where you just got to grind it out. Unfortunately, we live
this
a
time
pretty
of year,
decent ways away from these farms, but they're early
this
mornings.
This time of year, there's just so much to do. I mean, we burned all day Friday.
All day.
All day Friday and have another burn left to do.
Yep.
And, I mean, I was talking to our buddy Zach Miller this morning at church about crappie fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the crappie are moving shallow, and it's like, man, I'd like to do that.
Yeah.
I spent last weekend catching white bass. They're spotted.
Yeah.
And it's just like there's so much stuff to do in the spring. You just try to pack all of it in as much as you can.
3 weeks from now.
It only happens in one time.
Yeah, 3 weeks from now, we're going to be prepping food plots. I mean,
yeah.
It's that fast, this just progression, this lightning speed, and there's just not much better than this right here. So, Chad, I wish you the best of luck in the morning. I hope you guys are – I know you guys are going to be on them and in them. Hopefully, it just results in
hopefully it
experience.
Works out better than – I mean, last year, I had them roosted in the same general area, and they all went north on the neighboring landowner.
Right.
But – this year they were all in this big field and I'm just hoping it works out. Adam has to leave pretty early in the morning. So hopefully we're hoping for it to happen right off the roost. We don't have much time after that. So
nope. I'm pumped. I'm ready to get that text and hopefully Seth and I will be sending you guys a similar one and here we go. I'm not even gonna sleep tonight. I don't know
happens,
why I'm gonna try and lay my head
happens,
down.
If that happens, we're meeting up for breakfast.
Oh yes. Oh, yeah, definitely we will. And I know a pretty good spot, too.
I do too.
Well, man, I certainly appreciate you getting on and chatting about just the excitement about spring and turkey season eve here in Missouri. Like I said, best of luck to you. If you guys are pumped up for turkey season, be sure to go to the Facebook page this week and YouTube and check out. We'll be dropping a turkey film from hunts from last year. So be watching for that. There were some awesome hunts. Actually, Chad, you and I shared one, your last turkey tag of the season here in Missouri. That hunts on that film. So awesome.
All three
experience.
Of those are from this area that Adam and I are going to.
Yeah. They're all right there within, oh gosh, 100 acres probably of one another. It's all habitat wise, that farm, still haven't put all the puzzle pieces together as to why it's so good, but I'm not gonna question it and say it shouldn't be that good because it's just lights out.
No, and it's incredible. I mean, obviously there's quite a few quail around too. So there's some
kind of
variable in there that is making a difference.
Yes, there is. Well, awesome, man. We'll be talking in the morning for sure.
Sounds good. We'll see.
All right. We'll see you guys. Thanks for listening to another For Love the Land podcast. If you are out turkey hunting, be sure to be safe, enjoy, take someone else out hunting, and just enjoy it. Enjoy the outdoors. We'll catch you guys later.